That's how you say it. Arkansas.
Okay.
And Illinois. Religious freedom.
Yes. What is that?
What is that indeed? It's not as much of an issue here as it is
really?
In the U.S. right now. I mean, it's just that people always assume that people have it. You know, you can have whatever religion you want. Did you know that in Indonesia, there are only 6, if I'm not mistaken, allowed religions by the government?
Is Scientology
not
one of them?
No, it's not.
Oh.
You would round off to maybe Christianity. That's how they do it there.
Okay.
So if you're one of those Eastern religions, maybe you round off to Buddhism.
Oh, you say, I'm Buddhist.
Something like that. So, in the Philippines, compared to our neighboring countries, I know we're not Sweden or any of those Scandinavian countries, but
Sweden is awesome.
Some measure of religious freedom here. The same religious freedom is being threatened in the United States. Have you heard of that?
It's weird, right?
Read about it. It's important. The reason it's important is you know that we import our stuff from the U.S. mostly.
Yes.
So if it's happening in the U.S., expect someone to try it in the Philippines, because the same pro-life groups who are behind the anti-RH, the anti-choice movement in the Philippines, is also behind the one in the United States.
Well, yeah, it depends. We import it, you know, depending on the agenda of whoever. It's like we haven't imported like divorce rights yet.
Of course we want to import that as well. Notwithstanding the whole foreign intervention and all that. But the topic that we are talking about right now is that particular Religious Freedom Restoration Act. I don't know if it's still called that, but it's based on that.
Yeah. Why did they have that law? I mean, was religious freedom threatened?
It was, the context back then was different. It was related to the Native Americans in the U.S.,
uh-huh.
like the right to use peyote as part of their religious rituals and not threaten their standing in society. So that was the main issue back then. But they're trying to use it this time, the conservatives, that is. They're trying to use it for a different purpose. And that is, I think, to counter the trend of marriage equality that's been happening all across the U.S. Yeah.
It's a thing. It's sweeping the United States. Mm. Like, more and more states are now allowing same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
Which is great, I think.
Which is great, yes. But bigots want to be bigots. They want to have the right to discriminate. And this Religious Freedom Restoration Act, or Religious Freedom Law, whatever it's called, it's basically a right to discriminate law.
Ah, not according to the governor.
Okay, it's... Not
that's
a
what,
what is he saying?
He's saying that this bill isn't to legalize discriminating against LGBT. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Apparently, some people dug some groups dug up like found out like who the lobbyists were, because you know that's how most laws get passed.
Yeah.
Lobbyists,
yeah.
And a lot of them were like religious right.
Anti-marriage equality groups, you know, the groups for the family or for life groups. And what's evident is, one, there was this interview. I don't remember with who. Like, it's a developing issue at the moment. Like, someone must ask, could someone put in their establishment, like restaurant or whatever, a sign that says, "We do not serve gays and lesbians"? And the answer was, yeah, you could do that. But most evident is when the progressives were trying to amend the law before it was passed to prevent that kind of discrimination, the conservatives did not want it, because they knew that doing so would effectively neuter the law.
Mm-hmm.
So as it stands, it is a right to discriminate law, and it's already on in Indiana. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And now just recently in Arkansas. Right?
Oh.
Yeah, so
I didn't know about that.
Of course, more and more states with conservative representatives will want it happening in there too.
So what does this law allow you to, like, say if I have a bakery, I have a bake shop.
Okay.
I can refuse to make a cake for a customer who are, you know, they're a gay couple who wants to get married.
Yeah, so from what I know, like if majority of the stakeholders of a corporation are religiously inclined to not want intervention by the government, let's say a law that says you have to serve people who are married to each other or in a, you know, same-sex relationship.
Basically, not discriminate.
Yeah, if the government says do not discriminate, but the religion of the majority of the stakeholders says you should discriminate, then the law protects the right of the discriminators, of the religious bigots. So that's basically what the law is. Now, some backlash has already happened in terms of corporate or companies as well.
Like Apple has spoken out, most notably. Even Tim Walmart. Cook.
Yeah. Walmart, Yelp, you know, these companies have said, we will take our business away from you if you choose to stick with this.
The basketball league, the NCAA are boycotting it. They were supposed to have it in Indianapolis, some kind of championship.
And gaming. An e-sport, a gaming convention was going to happen. Why do I not know more details about this? But anyway, a video gaming conference was going to happen and it didn't push through because of this religious freedom law. So companies are already starting to boycott these places. They've threatened to do the same with Arkansas or whatever state decides to have it next.
Mm-hmm.
So there, some backlash. What do you think? Do you think that corporations should have the right to discriminate?
No. I don't think so. Although it's weird though. I've had this. I've actually refused jobs because I
hypocrite.
No, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't for religious reasons. Like for example, I think that beauty pageants are outdated and misogynist.
Okay.
So every time I'm offered a job, I don't know why I keep getting offered jobs, like design jobs or thing. Yeah. Or like social media thing.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, yeah, you cover this. This is book up written by me. I'm like, nah, I can't, no.
Okay, so you've refused business. Are you a bigot
then? I don't know, right? I don't have anything against beauty titles.
Are you discriminating? Oh, you are friends, obviously.
I have friends who are beauty titles.
Great.
You know, that old tired saying like, I have black friends.
Okay.
So yeah.
Speaking of your black friends, you know, the context of this is before when there were few businesses, you know, especially government-run organizations or institutions, black people could not get served anywhere because like so many of these businesses would just not choose to do business.
Yeah, and it was their right to discriminate against African Americans.
So of course it was affecting them in this horrible way, and the government stepped in. No, you should serve everyone, regardless of the color of their skin, right?
Yeah.
Now there are arguments that say there are so many businesses now. You know, if some businesses like Chick-fil-A or you know Hobby Lobby or whatever chooses to discriminate, there's a dozen or so others who do the same service or even better, why not just go there? Why not just take your business there? So it's not the same context. So maybe there's more reason to allow this kind of right to discriminate. But still, do you think that's enough of a justification?
Yeah, but because in my mind, it's like, there are a lot of businesses, yes, but you know, if you allow discriminate, if it's legal to discriminate, then what's to stop every business in that state, right, to discriminate against whoever they want.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna you don't want to have to go out of state just for like, I don't know, fried chicken or have a wedding.
Like let's say there's a like in the Bible Belt, especially right, the red states where a lot of these businesses I assume are like this. It would be hard to live there as a minority, as a LGBT individual or whatever kind of minority these conservatives want to discriminate against. And it's not a simple thing. A lot of my friends even make the argument, you should just move to another place.
It's a
smaller scale version of the argument. If you don't like living in Saudi Arabia or Bangladesh, you should just go to Sweden or Denmark. Of course, it's not that easy. And when you change the scale from the country level to the state level, it's still not that easy. Of course, you have your roots there already.
And also, that's a very backward kind of thought. Like, if you don't like the laws of the city or state or country you're in, just move. I'm like, how will anybody progress? Right. For me, like, I have like these are the options: leave or try to change things, or shut up. Right. Okay. So I you know, changing things, you know,
it's usually harder.
It's harder, but that way, you know, like we improve as a human race.
And that's progress. The thing. I think that's a good side of this issue. Of course, it's gonna be hard for these LGBT individuals to live in Indiana or in Arkansas for the moment. But what this does is it galvanizes like the LGBT and pro-equality groups and individuals, and they have a common enemy to fight against. And you know, it's that step in that next step in the ladder, or that next hurdle that people must cross before more equality is even reached.
Yeah.
I mean, for a long time, for the RH bill, that is, like when nothing was happening, it was very hard, you know, it has to be what people are talking about for our legislators to even consider tackling it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as advocates, we knew this. There had to be some noise.
Yeah.
So in the US, that's what's happening. There is a discussion going on. And I assume that the US is more progressive now than it was a decade or two ago. So if there is a nationwide battle, you know, if it goes up to the Supreme Court, you know, it will be
interesting. I hope it does, right?
It probably will. For these kinds of things, you know, and the Supreme Court has at least, you know, been more progressive in its decisions. Of course, there are people like Scalia who are, you know, dubious in their decisions. But still, people will talk about it. They will argue about it. What I'm thinking now is, can't the conservative businesses, you know, just put up a sign? Just put up the sign. We are anti-marriage equality, and we prefer not to serve them, these individuals.
Yeah, be upfront with your discrimination.
Yeah, be upfront with your discrimination. And if you see that sign, you know, make it an easy sign. You know that if you go in there as a customer, you will get served. Will it be a pleasant experience?
Well, no, but you know.
you know that these people don't want you there.
Actually, it's actually more unpleasant if you like say you walk into a shop and you don't know that they discriminate, and you're like, you know, you try and they say, oh, yeah, we can't serve you, and that would be more embarrassing, right? So that, if they had a sign, they're upfront with their bigotry, at least then you know you not to bother.
Okay, about business owners being more upfront. What about customers being more upfront? Like gay pop, you know, or gay couple, lesbian couple.
They have a t-shirt. Not necessarily. They go they're the ones going in. It's not like the store.
Well, I'm just thinking of the scenario where they order, right? The waiter is bringing the order to their tables, and then like the two women kiss, and then the guy is spitting the soup, you know, like, why didn't you tell me earlier that you were lesbians? I could have prepared your dish in a different way.
Exactly.
You know, all of these interesting things, you know. But a side of me who supports the kind of freedom to associate and freedom of speech, you know, kind of wants that kind of openness.
What kind of openness?
You know, like, just to wear your bigotry on your sleeve.
Oh, okay. Like,
you know, rather than, you know, like do the thing, like in the kitchen, and
do they
let
do
it
that?
Out there.
It's just mean.
You know, I don't want to think all of them do, but I'm sure that some do.
It's not gonna turn them straight, guys. Like,
I know,
you know,
like, well, it's in your saliva, their bigot saliva that will cure these people.
I taste hate.
But you know, like if it's out in the open, there's an opportunity to talk about it.
Yes.
And
And for straight, non-LGBT folks who are supportive of gay rights, they have, at least they know I'm going to boycott this, or I will write their manager or something.
Yeah. As long as no violence happens. You know, I think this is a minor form of violence already, like refusing to serve LGBT.
It's passive-aggressive violence.
It's not physical violence, right?
Yeah,
but
it's like,
if
I can see you all along.
If it scratches the itch,
uh-huh.
You know, or like if all of the aggression is pent up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just afraid that something more drastic would happen. So, you know, like, let them be bigots in this very passive-aggressive kind of way. And maybe, of course, I have no evidence absolutely for this. Let's just go back to the point that it's an opportunity to talk about the issue and bring it out in the open.
All right.
Because, you know, in the closet where no one is talking about it, this is where no progress can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the LGBT individuals have evidence supporting them, you know.
Evidence of?
Of them being healthy individuals. They're not disordered in any way. They're not mm-hmm. unhealthy. They do not.
Are you saying we must discriminate against unhealthy people?
Well,
no, we don't serve cancer patients.
No, the argument is that their unhealthiness is a justification to try to cure them. Or to keep them away from healthy individuals.
So their lifestyle is
catch
wrong.
Their disease.
That's what they're saying.
And it's not a disease. There is evidence for this. And, you know, who knows? Like, these bigots might be educated about it. You know, the debates.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something for the progressive side. Because the recent trend in schools or universities is to not have debates that even put into question these progressive ideas.
That's so weird, right?
That's so weird, but that's a different topic which we can talk about at another time. For now, let's just know that the battle is going on in the US, and if it's not divorce, then mm-hmm. we should prepare for the Religious Freedom Act or whatever coming here to the Philippines as well.
So you think this this is something that should concern us as Filipinos?
Definitely. Because we should be aware of these things. Like I said, especially in the U.S., where we take a lot of our jurisprudence from.
Yes, yes. You know, if you are going to discriminate against LGBT, put up a sign.
Put up a sign. I mean, don't wait for the government.
Be upfront about it.
Yeah, yeah. Even before, or any state whatsoever, if you are discriminating, if you are planning on discriminating when this law comes to your state,
mm-hmm.
you know, just be upfront about it. You know, everyone will get what they want. If you're upfront about it, the customers will not give you business anymore. I don't know why, as a businessman, you would want that.
Yeah.
But if your convictions are strong enough to sacrifice that kind of profit.
Why would I want a wedding cake made by someone who hates me?
Exactly, right? Exactly. So, but the thing is, of course, the issue of multiculturalism and living in a society where, you know, it's a pluralistic society nowadays.
Yes.
You can't expect everyone to be of the same religion or political leaning or race or whatever. You have to expect the variety that we have now, you know, unless you live in Saudi Arabia.
I think it's always been that way. It's just that people just weren't, they were just hiding, like, you know, like
always
like,
been that way.
I mean,
everywhere.
Like you say, it's a pluralistic society now.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, there's always been LGBT. There's
definitely,
always been
definitely.
Like agnostics, atheists. It's just that, you know, nobody, like it's, decades ago, you know, people weren't really upfront about it.
Because they died.
Yeah, I'll go to church.
It. You know,
like, yeah, I'll go
died.
To church, but you know, I don't really marry a man, but I'm actually a lesbian.
Thank you so much for watching this episode. We will discuss this at the next meetup, which is not this holy weekend. It will be at the
12th? The week after?
Yeah, the week after.
April 12th.
And just a reminder to subscribe, like, share, you know the drill. And
yes, and we are also on iTunes. We have both the video podcast and the audio podcast. So if you could, I mean, if you like the podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes and rate us so other people can find our show.
Okay. Thank you so much and see you next time.
Bye.